With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name's Professor Mike Trunnell and I'm a NAHR Senior Fellow at Newcastle University. At the moment, we're looking at how we can use mobile health technologies to try and help people with diabetes better monitor their diabetes control. And we're doing that by monitoring 100 riders cycling from Brussels to Barcelona. So that's 2,100 kilometres, 22,000 metres of bike riding climb, and the French Alps and the Pyrenees in the middle.
So you're going to be monitoring their blood sugar levels, among other things. Why is this important, and what other data are you taking in this study?
The study is really a showcase for us. It's an exemplar of how we can potentially use technology to help people with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And the reason it's so novel is because all of the information around blood glucose, heart rate, cycling performance, food and insulin all works through a central hub. So it goes into a mobile phone, and then the mobile phone pushes it to a cloud, and the patient can choose who they send it to. So that's, for us, is really powerful because it gives, one, patients real-time information on their condition, but two, it enables them to share it with other people and have conversations about it with other people with diabetes, with their healthcare teams, but also with their friends and family, if they choose. It's their data, after all.
How does this approach compare to what's currently available for diabetes sufferers in the UK?
Classically, people with diabetes will go to their clinical care team, and every 6 months they'll have a measure of their glucose called a HbA1c. That gives them an average measure of how good their glucose control has been over the last 3 to 6 months. However, giving somebody advice in a 10-minute consultation on how good or bad they were 3 or 6 months ago is pretty useless. We need to find a more real-time, context-based way to communicate. The average is good for complications management, but if we're really going to engage in people in making real-time decisions about their diabetes, we need to give them real-time information.
Could you explain to me how the whole system works, this real-time sensoring? And what's novel about your approach?
So the study has brought together a range of different partners with specialist interests in glucose monitoring, wireless communications, mobile phones, and data visualization. And what we've been able to do is take real-time glucose data from a subcutaneous glucose probe. So that's a very small wire which is placed in the fat around the tummy normally. And then that data is sent wirelessly to a mobile phone. You can also send physical activity or exercise data from a bike computer, or eventually you might do it through a physical activity monitor, again wirelessly to the mobile phone. You also have heart rate data which is sent wirelessly to the mobile phone. And on the mobile phone itself, you can collect self-reported food and self-reported insulin data, and also if you have any low blood sugar level episodes called hypoglycemic events. So the novelty of this is that everything works wirelessly. It just connects, and all the information is sent through without you having to do anything, apart from noting your food and your insulin dosing. But this is a very powerful tool because it just is there. It works, and it sends the information through. And then afterwards, you can start to view what's happening and view the trends, or even view them in real time.
This is obviously a vastly superior way to measure your insulin, to understand the disease better. How soon could we see this implemented in the UK?
The technologies embedded here are really fantastic for measuring glucose levels. You self-report your insulin, so it's predominantly glucose, but they're available. And they're technologies that have been around for a long time. So these are going to be available for people to use from January onwards. They're currently undergoing approval, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be around for people to use in their everyday care, wherever they are.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.